We're learning about the first paragraph of Kriya Shema. It says, V'yahavta es Hashem Elokecha, supposed to love Hashem b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol moedecha, with all of your heart, all of your soul. B'chol moedecha is translated here as all of your resources. So Rashi tells us, b'chol nafshecha is afilu hu noitel es nafshecha. Even if a person has to give the ultimate giving of one's soul, giving up of one's life, in this few situations where we're instructed, Yaharig Val Yavor, that a person should not violate certain commands, that they have the obligation to give up their own life. Then the next Rashi tells us, V'chol Moedecha, unlike the translation of all your resources, B'chol Memoincha, literally means all of your money. And then it continues, quoting a Gemara in the middle of the last chapter in Brachot. It says, that why does it say, with all your soul, with all of your money? Just pick one and go with it. So it says, because Yeshecha Adam, there are some people, Shememonu Chaviv Olav Megufo, Lekach Nemer B'chol Moedecha. There are some people that, for some reason, it says that, that's what it says, that people like their money more than their own body, their own life. And therefore it says, B'chol Moedecha, such a person, we say, give even all of your money to God. And of course, the other way around as well, because there are people, hopefully more people than less, that value their lives more than their money, and therefore it says, B'chol Nashecha, with all your soul. So the obvious question, there's two questions we're going to discuss today. One is, what type of person are we dealing with? Doesn't make any sense. The Torah is not going to be talking about some person who is delusional, is crazy to think that money is more important than his own life. But that's, unfortunately, that's what it says. What?
Most of the people.
That most people what?
Most of the people think that.
Oh, well, that doesn't mean they're not crazy, though, right? Okay. But so that's one question which we'll deal with. Also, if we look in the Shema, which we'll be saying in a few moments by Maariv, is an interesting difference between the first and second paragraphs, the first sentences. The first paragraph, as we just saw, it says you're supposed to love Hashem with your heart, your soul, v'chol moedecha. However, when it comes to the second paragraph, the paragraph v'hoyin shemoa, in fact, it does say v'chol levavchem, you're supposed to serve Hashem with your heart, v'chol nafshechem, and with your soul, but for some reason it skips the last part, v'chol moedecha. Why does it not mention it in the second paragraph as well? So, if we study the first and second paragraph, as we'll do in greater detail later, the basic difference between the first and second paragraph is one is Lashon Yachid, and one is Lashon Rabbah. The first paragraph is speaking about the individual. You yourself are reciting this. And you yourself are supposed to feel whatever you're saying is coming from the heart. The second paragraph is Lashon Rabbah, talking about other people. So when it comes to B'chol Moedecha, what is the great service of giving Moedecha money? Of course, it's only if it's yours. The fact that it would be someone else's money, how am I able to serve God with someone else's money? It doesn't show any greatness on my part that I'm using other people's money. So some explain it that way. It doesn't say B'chol Moedecha in the second paragraph, because it's not talking about you, it's talking about a collective, collectively, the Rabbim. And therefore, for you to serve God b'chol moedecha with other people's money, that's not really such a great test. It doesn't mean anything, and therefore it's not mentioned. Others explain that, unlike what you just said, is that we hope that because we're talking about the Rabbim, the majority of people, most people will value their nefesh more than their mamon. Most people will value their life more than money. And therefore, the only time that it has to be mentioned is when it's talking about the individual. That the one person, the unique person, whoever it may be, and since everyone says the Shema, when it's mentioned, Lashon Yachid, it has to be written to every individual. And therefore, for a unique individual, as few as they may be, it says, V'chol Moedecha, for those people that value their money more than their life. But for Rabbim, that's not something which is necessary to be recited. So the question is still, how is it possible? that there are people, shimimonu chaviv Allah megufa, that they value their money more than their body. How does that make any sense? So there's a few different approaches. One approach, one could just look around and ask yourself, in a situation where a person, let's say, is busy at work and you might not be feeling well, and you know it's in your best interest perhaps to take a day off, but you can't because you have such a drive to continue. How can my business function without me? I'm too important. And therefore, unfortunately, what ends up happening is that even though a person rationally would not admit to this, the reality is sometimes we get so caught up in our everyday that we end up forgetting about b'chol nafshecha, about our own health, about our well-being. Another explanation is brought down by the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes tells us that one is the greater of the two tests is really b'chol mo'odecha. Why? Because nafshecha means your soul. Every person knows that, understands and believes in spirituality, that of course a person's nefesh is not ours. I was given my nefesh, I was given my soul. And therefore, the fact that I have an obligation to dedicate my spirituality to God, myself to God, that's understandable, because after all, it was given to me. However, b'chol mo'odecha, a person perhaps can feel, because of the difficult time that I spent working and all the energy I put forward in my job, that when it comes to my paycheck, that's mine. That's something which is really my keep. That's something which I work for, and therefore it would be more difficult, says the Sfas Emes, to be able to dedicate b'chol mo'odecha, which seems to be more mine, to also in the service of Hashem. I'd like to conclude with the final explanation brought down by the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef tells us that really the contrast of b'chol nafshecha b'chol mo'odecha is not your money or your life. Because certainly if it's talking about that, every person is going to value their life more than their money. So it says the Beis Yosef, what does it mean that there are some people that value mamon more than nefesh? The Beis Yosef says, sheish adam shemis or lasos mitzvah begufo yosir mimash yasir bimamono ki hu vasir yosir al tirchas gufo v'chein nemar b'chol nafshecha. Says the Beis Yosef, that the idea is that there are two different types of people. Some people want to be able to contribute with their money. However, it's too difficult for them to engage in volunteer work but with themselves. So instead, they give a donation and they're on their way. So on such a person, the Torah says, b'chol nafshecha, that you also have to serve Hashem not just by giving money, but also b'chol nafshecha, with yourself, with your being. And for those people, that it's easier for them to be able to serve and to be able to do work by themselves, but it's more difficult for them to be able to make contributions. On such a person, the Torah says, b'chol mo'odecha, also when it comes to serving Hashem, we shouldn't forsake and forget the idea that we also have to serve Hashem, b'chol mo'odecha, with our money as well.